We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, when it gets hot, the fire danger goes up. And crews already have their hands full in the Angeles National Forest with this fire. It's burned about 240 acres so far. That's the latest number that we have. Margaret Carrero is live for us this morning at the command post in Irwindale.
As of right now, the fire is said to be 10% contained. We should get some updated numbers in about an hour. Mark Peebles is a spokesperson with the U.S. Forest Service.
We do expect those numbers to go up a little bit this morning. As you know, we had a large contingent of a night shift go out last night. We had 28 engines. We had 8 hand crews, 3 dozers, and various other pieces of equipment out there that were working the fire last night.
He says the Angeles National Forest also did some late night water drops to knock down some flare-ups. They also have retardants around much of the fire. There are concerns, however, that with today's heat, this fire could liven back up. The good news is, according to Peebles, they have a lot of resources to fight this. It did grow fast yesterday, putting out a huge plume of smoke that could be seen for miles. And of course, the even bigger concern is something else igniting that is closer to where people live. This is in a more remote area, away from homes. Reporting live in Irwindale, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It will be another hot day.
Ridge of high pressure in place. More heat expected, especially through the inland valleys and the deserts. Temperatures in the upper 90s to low 100s. Heat advisors will stay in place for most of the valley locations in through L.A. County and into Ventura County. That's where the hottest temperatures will be. May stay maybe not quite as hot in downtown Los Angeles, upper 80s near 90 degrees, and even cooler along the beaches with a marine layer in place here. Just as hot tomorrow and maybe cooling off by the end of the weekend. From a Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stage at KNX 1070 News Radio.
Health officials at USC say they're looking at the COVID outbreak on the school's Greek Row as a precursor of what could happen if the campus reopens in the fall.
Officials say they've linked 44 of the cases to 3 frat houses on 28th Street. But USC Chief Student Health Officer Dr. Sarah Van Orman tells KNX the cases are not from one large event.
The 44 cases really happened over a period of a few weeks, so it wasn't that there was a large single event or a party or anything that triggered this.
Dr. Van Orman does say if USC is allowed to reopen in the fall, they'll be ramping up their efforts to protect students.
I think this really redoubles our efforts to not only make sure students are being tested, but also just communicating with students how quickly this can spread when people are gathering.
So far, roughly 150 USC students and employees have tested positive for the coronavirus. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A longtime editor at the Orange County Register dead this morning after his pickup was hit by street racers in Santa Ana. His wife Pat telling CBS2 this happened when Eugene Harbrecht left his house for lunch.
And he's been working at home. And I said, well, when you take a break, I'll bring you some lunch. And he said, no, I'm going to run over to Popeye's.
Now, this happened near Bristol in Santa Clara. His truck was hit with such force that it took out an electrical box on the sidewalk, then crashed into a fence, burst into flames. He died at a nearby hospital. His widow says she is speaking up because of all of this street racing.
Imagine it was your family. What if it, you're street racing and your mother's in that car that you hit? How are you going to feel then?
The suspects are in custody. Santa Ana police said that they have seen an uptick in this street racing in recent months. It's the second death from racing in the city this year.
A few dozen protesters gathered last night outside a house in Covina where the deputy who shot and killed Anders Guardado is believed to live. They demanded the arrest and prosecution of the man before the sheriff's department cleared the neighborhood. About 3.5 hours later, no one was arrested. FBI is conducting an outside inquiry into that shooting.
L.A. City Councilman Jose Huizar supposed to be in court on Monday answering a long list of federal charges.
They include bribery, conspiracy, fraud, money laundering, and tax evasion. Huizar's awaiting arraignment. He's accused of running a criminal enterprise that got big bribes and other financial benefits from developers pushing projects in the councilman's district. The 34-count indictment returned yesterday by a federal grand jury alleges more than 400 overt acts by Huizar and co-conspirators. Loyola Law Professor and former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says there's no question authorities think that they have an overwhelming case against Huizar.
They've got people who've pled guilty and are likely cooperating. They have documents.
Ex-Councilman Mitch Englander and three others charged as part of the Fed's ongoing City Hall corruption probe have all pleaded guilty. Citing financial problems, Huizar is switching over to federal public defenders. The private lawyer who's been representing him said earlier that Huizar intended to respond to the government's allegations in court. The suspended councilman is no longer getting a paycheck from the city. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA voters could be asked to approve a $7 billion school bond measure when they go to the polls in November. The school district's Board of Trustees expected to decide next week whether to put the issue on the ballot. Money would be set aside for various modernization and construction projects. Supporters tell the Daily Breeze it would not cause property taxes to rise because the bond measure would replace tax levies that are already expiring. In terms of the negotiations between the district and the teachers' union, those are ongoing. The teachers' union says they are going to get back at it today. They are determined to get an agreement soon. That's their language. And in fact, we're going to get an update from the union 8 o'clock this morning.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.